Ask the whole matir. Samar still has the question. I will bain katoni. It's mashma clearly that the Kohen Gadol only had the machshavas pigul, whether during the first set, during the second set, or during the third set, not during two sets. Samar says kash and achram. This would be a little kash and rav. It wouldn't be so much more like rav. But kol poram a tiyuf to snar. It's not a tiyuf and rav. There's only remains a kash and rav. The other Gemara says, oh mama, what we say before, that Rabbi Meir holds pigul, yes, it's chal, pigul even on a chatzi matir, v'chayov amal of chorus, and it's chal, chorus. Michta, the Gemara says, chorus loy mechayev ad sheyikrevu kol amatirim. The chur, the chadin of pigul is only chal when you bring kol amatirim. The mama, we always say that yirtza means katsoyis kosho, kachatsoyis posol. That the same way there's a yirt, the same way the kosher korban is kosher, that's the way pigul is also kosher. Therefore, mahat soyas kosher, so by regular korban, achiyikru v'kolamatirin, when is a korban merutza, when do you have yikapori yiritzui, only if you brought all the dalar avoidis, is afat soyas posom, achiyikru v'kolamatirin. Also, when is a chaladin pigul upon a korban or a mincha, only if the machshav is pigul and all the matirim were brought. I will keep on the choshev bobifnim posle. For here the question is, Samaria Sahai over here, keep on the choshev bobifnim posle. Yaramachshava simpnim becomes posle. Ki modi behechol, maya biyamu the komodi. When you make your zrik later in the hechol, lechur, it's a posle zrik, it's not called a zrik at all. Like here by these poem, especially in Yom Kippur, if you had the machshavas pigul during the first hazois of Ben Abadim, so chur is like three separate sets of hazois. So the shah should come to make this rikas nehechol, it's like water, it shouldn't be called katsoyas kosher. So my rabbi answers, mishkakl, so the way you find the case of pigul over here would be the arbor porim, the arbor serum, and in the case we'd have to have four different porim or four different serum. Meaning to say, like, after you made the hazois in the Ben Abadim, something happened to the korban, and they had to bring another one. It was like Nishpach Adam, after you made the hazois penim, and they brought a second par, and the second one then, you only had to start to do the second hazois. So the kids said, during each hazois, it was done only with a machshavas pigul, and that machshavas was called a good machshava. Even though it's possible, you do not have to continue on to do the rest of the avoidus. So again, B'shash did the avoidus in the Ben Abadim, that was an avoida, done the pigul. Then the rest of the dam was spilled out, they had to bring another power. They started then by the Azois Ben by the Proichus. If that happened, it was also Nishpech Adam. So Kiseido, there's a new korban being brought for Kabbonis here, so that's the case of Bichal Adin Pigol by the Purim Hanis Rofin. Now, really, Rashi and Tais asked the question, like, what's the more question over here now? That when you make the first sets of Azois, so the rest of the dam lechur is mayi biyam. It's not called matirim. Kriyas kasha beni pigul. The shasha doing a shchita. You also we have in mind machshavas pigul, so it becomes posel. So later, the shasha make this rika. It should also be posel. Why is the gemara only asked the question over here? Every pigul should be the same way. The one shava machshavas pigul, the rest of it is called mayi biyama. So other places Rashi says tainachnam midiros gzeras akosiv. And Tois explains over here the Peshat is if it's Bechad Mokom, one Shechita, one Avoyden, Chabad, that's Gzeras HaKosuv. But over here, by the Purim HaNasrofim, since the different sets of Hazois, one's in the Heichal, one's in the Ben Abadim, one's in the Prechus, one's in the Mizbech HaPnim, the three different places, here like it's not a special Gzeras HaKosuv. See, it was a Kash Lechura, that by the first time it becomes Posel, so when you finish off the rest of the Avoydis, it's not called Korf HaMatirim. So why is it called Tigul? So first of more answers, Enechtam is talking about four different Purim, four different serum. That's the only answer. Rav says no, that afilu taima parechid v'soyrech, even if you want to say we're talking about only one par, and one soyer, the svar is like this, the svar could be like this though. Lefgulei meratzei, Enechtam, but I call upon him, the svar is vilchus pigul, is meratza. Even though you had the machshavas pigul, bishashi doing the first sets of the hazois, Ben Abadim and then Chamis Chalapsul in the Korbim, but our Koparim is only Yipsul Pigul. So whatever you have to do for Pigul is still called Hatzor, the rest of the Avoidus are still called Avoidus of Pigul. So Levgule Maratze, Vedilchus Pigul now, it's not called Possel really. Therefore, all this Rikish should do is Mstarav to make it, that it was Korav HaMatirim. All the rest of them were brought, and the only thing wrong when you had a machshavas pigol, therefore the mice said chal pigol. Now the Gemara asks the question, it said before Aboyim v'shalosh that there were 43 hazoyas that were done on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara of Atanyan, in another brace we learned Aboyim v'sheva, we learned another four, we learned there were 47. So Gemara says, Lakash is no stira. Alensiu hol command yama ma'arvin l'kronis, vol command yama ein ma'arvin. The shalu is when they make the last set of zrikis on the Mizbeach ha'panim, so you have the dam of the power and the dam of the soyer. So one man, the Yom, says, first they mix up the two damas together, and then they make the zrikis. In other words, the dam of the par and the dam of the sor are done together on the Mizbeach ha'panim. So therefore, it's only four together. Therefore, you only have 43. But here that it says 47, this man, the Yom, holds, no, there's another four, that they hold, they made a separate zrik on the Mizbeach ha'panim, one set of four for the par, and one set of four for the soyer. So the kids, you have another four zrikis. That's how you have 47. That's the machlokes, if it was 43 or 47. For the Gemara, we learned our boyim Shemayna, it was 48. So Gemara says, Lakasha, Hokaman the Yom Mishraim Makfin, Hokaman the Yom Mishraim Le Makfin. This man Yom Hol Shraim is Makiv, Yom Shraim is not Makiv. So that's a child, you have another Zerika of the Shraim or not. By the shrine of the Purim Hanasrof and the Purim Apnimim, here could be it's Machlokes where the shrine is Makif. So if it's Makif means it has to be done, so that's another Zrika that's done on the Mizbeach Apnim, that's why you have 48. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Pigul biher locho maho. What's going to be if you have a Machshavas Pigul b'shasta locho? Because b'shasta carrying the Kemitza or to the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Mihevi chatzi avoido, o pligi rabbonin, a chifaga b'cholamate kloima af balochas levoino, o le pligi. That's the shalu here, if the Kohen has a machshava, b'shasi is just carrying the kmitza towards the Mizbeach, he has a machshava to eat from the shrine tomorrow, does it make it tigul? Is this called the chatzi mater or not? Because you also have to carry the levoino and burn the levoino. Is the halacha doima to ketoret to burning or not? Mao, Samar says the machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yechon Merchanin says halacha kekmitza. That means the halacha is a complete avoid, just like the kmitza. Rashi says the every avoid is shleima, the ain kmitza belavoina. Just like there is no kmitza by the levoina, so the avoid is hakmitza is a complete avoida. Who within halacha also halacha hakmitza is like an avoida by itself. And you could have the machshavas pigul either according to Chachamim during the halacha. For Rish Lakish Shama no halacha ki aktara. That Rish Lakish holds, so halacha is like burning, just like by burning the kmitza. It's not enough to make pigul according to Chachamim. You have to have in mind also b'shasi burning the levoina, because just burning the kmitza is a chatzi matir. The same thing halacha's kmitza is also only a chatzi matir. Samar says, it's very good to understand Mashlokish Svaro, Ikanami Halochot Lavoina. And Ikanami, the carrying of the Kemitza is only a Chatzi Matir, because you also have to carry the Lavoina to the Mizbeach. So if we're carrying the Kemitza is only a Chatzi Matir, therefore it's good, but Chom say, does not become Pigul. But the question is, Elul Rabbi Yechanan, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? Why would the Chom agree that carrying the Kemitza alone could make a Pigul? Some are Rav says that Ksav Rav Yechon Mechon holds Kol Avoido Sheino Materis Avoido Chashuvihi Lefagel Oleha Befnei Atzmo. That any Avoido is not really the Matir, so it's called an Avoido Chashuvah by itself to make Pigel. In other words, when do we consider something to be a Chatzi Matir? Only the Avoido of burning the Kemitza. Burning the Kemitza al the Aktoro, through two Aktoros you have to do. You have to have an Aktoro of the Kemitza and the burning of the Levoina. That's called the Chatzi Matir. But the Loch itself, that's called an Avoida by itself. And Rashi explains, why is the Loch not considered a Matir? Rashi really says, because the Pshat that you could do without a Loch altogether. Like it's possible just to hand it. Or else if you would make the Kemitza right next to the Mizbeach. So since like it's not really a Matir, meaning it doesn't really have to be done, so even though now when you do the Loch, it's not called an Avoida of a Matir. Therefore, it could be mafagol by itself. Oh, Malaya Baya, Baya said back, if so, Hare shchitas echad min hakvosim by shechting one of the two kabonas, one of the shnei kvosim, is boran shvuis, the avoyde sheina matirosa. It's also called an avoyde by itself, is not being matir anything. The shchit itself is not being matir anything. The shchit itself is not matir loya bosa loya murim. Rashi says the zrika matirosa, because really what's matir by kochim is the zrika. So the shchita by itself is also not called a matir. It's still a pligi, it's still some machlekes. It's now not in our Mishnah. Shochad echod min akvosim lecho shtei chalas lamocho. They made a shchita in one of the kvosim. Amenasti to shtei alach chalas tomorrow, shtei lechem tomorrow, or else hikta min abzichim. Hikta echod min abzichim lecho shnei sederim lamocho. Where on every Shabbos they burnt one bzich. For the machshava titzel the lechem upon him tomorrow. So it's only a chassim matir. So it's a machlekes. That you're may you're going to pick up a chumal of chorus. A chumal of aimba chorus. No, it's not good enough here, chorus. It's not tickle over here. Chifaga b'chol ha-matir. Until you have the machshavas tickle during the whole matir. So for even a shchit here, a shchit of the kvosim, is, even though it's a matir by itself, still it's called a chatzim matir. Even though the shchit is not matir anything by itself, it's the zrikas what's matir it. So even though it's not an avoda samate, but still, since you need both of them, you need the machshavas pigur join both of them. So who you see, not like Rabbi Yechanan. See, also, since you need both halachas of the kmitz and halachas of the levoina, so who are during one halacha, it should not be chala machshavas pigur. So who it's a kashan Rabbi Yechanan. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Moritz is Omale Mi Savrit Lechem Titana Kodush. Who tells you that by the Shteh Lechem? What's Mekadosh Shteh Lechem? The Tanner by baking it in the oven. Who told you that's what gives the Kedusha to the Shteh Lechem? No. Shchitas Kvosim Mekachele. I tell you, B'shasta Shchita. When they make the Shchita on one Kevas or on both Kvosim, that's what gives the Kedusha Saguf to the Shteh Lechem. If so, since both kvosim give the kedusha, so each kevus is called like a chatzi mekadesh, and therefore we have bola kadesh kebola hatidami. Just like the chum say by chatzi matir, you can't make pigul. So adin by chatzi mekadesh, if the shchitus was mekadesh shtei lechem, so if you only have in mind pigul, b'shas one mekadesh, b'shas one shchita, that cannot make a machsheves pigul. So could be shnei kvosim is different. Then the halacha that a shchita is a mekadesh, therefore you can't have machshavas pigul during a chatzi mekadesh. Most of Rav Simi Barashas and Rashi asked a question that Acherim say hiktim mulem liarelim kosher. If b'shas the shchita of a korban pesach, so b'shas he shechta the first simin, he had a mind to shech the korban for the mulem. That's good for people that are gemal; they can eat from the korban pesach. And the second simon, b'shas shchiti yadamoy, to do it l'shem areilim, people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So it says the Maaseh of Yehiktim again, you had first the machshavas to shech l'shem mulim, and then l'shem areilim, so it's kosher. But the opposite way, let's say hiktim areilim l'mulim, first yadamoy to shech the Korban Pesach l'shem menorol, people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, and then yadamoy l'shem mulim, is possible. So what's the machlekes over there? For Kaimlum, we come on over there, the Bechatzi Mata Pligi, the Shalus, if you have this Machshava, to Shech the Korban Pesach, the Shem Nolan, on a Chatzi Mata, only one Simin, does that pass for the Korban or not? So, who the question is, why is Shechita called a Matir? Look, who the Shechita of the Korban is not called the Matir. What's called the Matir is Zrikas Adam. So, who the Shechita is called an Avoida by itself, so who everybody should agree, even by a Chatzi of it, it should make a Psul. So, Mora says no. Mi Savrit, who told you that dam b'tzava b'heima kodesh? Who told you the dam that comes out of a korban? It has its kedusha from coming out of the neck of the animal. No, I'll tell you, dam sati mekachale, that the dam that comes out of the neck by a korban, it's the sakin, it's the shchita, it's the knife of the shchita that's mekadesh the dam that makes it fit to make this rika with it. So therefore, we are bol kadesh kabol hatidami. Therefore, shchita by korban is also considered that it's coming to be mekadesh the dam of the korban, and therefore a chatzi mekadesh is like a chatzi matir that according to chachamim that cannot make a psul. Just like a chatzi mati cannot make a psul pigul, who adin a chatzi mati cannot make a psul or machshava the shechtet l'shem arema. So again, it would not be a kasha on what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that he holds the aloch is hakemitza, that's called an avoda by itself. That's not a matter over there. So Toshima coming here. It says again, b'med v'amamurim b'kemitza over matan kli v'hiluch, that when could the Kohen have a mind to do a machsheves pigul, the shasi does the kemitza, or the matan kli, or b'hiluch. So now my love, I'm talking about over here, hiluch ti haktara, we're talking about hiluch of taking it to burn it. Rosh says, "Tony, the loy pligi rabbonin of Tufta Rosh Lakish." Here, everybody holds that it would become pigul. So, of course, the right to Rabbi Yechman should be kashin Rosh Lakish. Mashper by the halacha of the kemitza to be burnt, it does become pigul if have a machshava then. So, Morris says, "Loy, I tell you, hiluch the matan kli." We're talking about right now hiluch the loch of matan kli means after the kohen makes the kemitza, he's holding the kemitza now to put the kemitza into a kli. So that avoid of taking the kemitza into a kli, Rashi said that avoid is not by the levoina. By the levoina, we don't have such an avoid like that. So b'shita this halacha is a complete avoid, and that's what makes pigul. But it could be the halacha of taking the kemitza after it's put into the kli towards the mizbeach, since that type of an avoida is also done by the levoina, maybe it's called a chatimatir. Maybe that alone would not make a pigul. So Marius Yochiv, that's the chat over here, the matan kli of the hiluch. Why does it say two cases, matan kli and hiluch? The hiluch of a matan kli miboile. Like it should have said first, the hiluch, and then it should have said hiluch, and then matan kli. If the hiluch here means carrying the kemitza to the kli where you're putting it into, so it should have said that before the matan kli. So Marius says, hola kash, that's not a kash, and I'm not me. Learn like that, Hochi. Rashi says, the hiluch means the hiluch, over matan kli, first learn hiluch, and then learn matan kli. The more still is, the end of the braisa says though, bon loli haktorah, when it comes to burning though, there it's different. Then it's only chal machshavas pigul, if you have it machshava both, showing the haktorah of the kemitza and the levoina. So the question is, what does it just say, bon loli haktorah? According to you, should have said bon loli locha, when you're coming to carry the kemitza towards the mizbeach. That also does not make pigul unless you have machshava both of them. So Morris says, Ola Kashi has had a question, that Kivan the Halacha, Sarach Daktari, by carrying the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach, what's the purpose of carrying it? In order to burn it. So Mele Korin Le Haktara, that's why he calls it already Haktara. Benech Nami, the same Shalom would be, not only Bishas, you're burning the Kemitza, but even carrying the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach, would also be the Shalom. But because the Chatzi Matir, if you only had the Machshava then, it would not make Pigul, according to the Chachamim. The more still is, Elenosan es HaKhemis B'shtikah, when it says he put the HaKhemis B'shtikah, L'chur HaHoylech Miboyle, should have said Lashon of HaHoylech. That's true, Kasha, this little Kasha. The change around the Braisa this much, and Echnami again, a little Kasha. Kasha always means it's a Kasha, it's not so simple. But it's you, it's not, and about if you have to, you could answer like that. Now it's a new Shah, the Gemara says. What's going to be Hikter Shum Shum Lechol Shum Shum Achekola Koimetz Kula? Let's say he burnt the kemitza, but a Shum Shum means little pieces at a time, much less than a kezayis. He took out a little Shum Shum, little pieces of the kemitza, and he had in mind, Bishas is burning this small amount, to eat a small amount of the shrine tomorrow. So each one by itself is not called an avoid, it's not called an achila. So there's no machshavas pigul here. But he decided did this until he finished burning the whole kemitza. So the kids at the end, he burnt the whole kemitza and had a mind to eat the whole kemitza. So that's a shayla, is a chal pigul or not? Again, shum shum means the size of a sesame seed. So Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna, some machloikis. Rav Chizda v'Hamnuna v'Rav Sheshes. That Chad Amar one says, yes, pigul. You go bosa the seif, lemaisi, burnt the whole kemitza, and he had a mind to eat the whole shirayim tomorrow. Therefore, it's chapigul. The Chadam one says, no, posel, it's only posel, but not pigul. Why? Because lemaisi, you did not do haktara, and you did not do have in mind to eat the kezayis at one time. The Chadam, the third one says, no, kosher. So, after three machlokes, One says it's kosher completely, that it's not chal apsul even. So it must be like this. Lema, let's say, Mandi yama pigle, the one that says it's chal pigle here, who goes kremeya, that also you could be mefagel on a chati matir. So then on a chati haktor also, you could be mefagel. Mandi yama posa goes kerabonin. The base says, even though you can't make pigle on a chati matir, but I call upon him with rabonin, though it's also that makes apsul with rabonin, I call upon him. The one that says no, it's kosher completely. I take Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rashi says the Yom Eliel Omer Ani Shezeh Kosher. He in Chatzoyim Mitzaref and he came in Mitzaref to two Chatzoyim, two halves. And you don't make any Xeris with Rabbanon either. So according to Rebbe Shita over here, since you're on each Haktara was only the size of a Shumshumim of a sesame seed, which is not called a Maisa Haktara, and you only had in mind teeth the size of a Shumshumim of the Shirayim tomorrow, which is not a Shir Achilida, so therefore each Shir was not Choshev, and now it's Tarifim, therefore it's Kosher. So maybe that's what the three of Machloik is Tully in. Shemur says, no, Mimai, who said it's Tully Zebizir? Duma maybe like this, maybe Ad Kamloi Kamarab Mehosa Melo, the Chishev, the Shirayim. Even though Yoni Mechash was drawing the Chatzim Matir, but drawing the Chatzim Matir, he had in mind teeth a Shir. So since you're mechashev on a shear, therefore it's chal pigel. Avol hochad lechishev b'shiur eloi, but here you're not mechashev tit a shear on a tit the size of a shumshimim, that's not a shear achila, so maybe even according to Ramei it should not be chal pigel. And secondly, v'yad kan loy kam rabbanon hosam da koponim it's posul, or else there's no pigel, elo de lechishev b'bekulei matir. You didn't have the machshava during the whole matir. Avol hocha the chishev bekulei matir. Here during the whole matir, he had this machshava. But Rashi says here the case could be he had this machshava during the kemit sendal of oino. He had a mind to do like this. But since you had your machshava during the whole matir, hochinami the pigul. Maybe according to Rabbanon, even though you had a machshava only on a chatzi shir each time, but maybe it's mitzaref and therefore would become pigul. And thirdly, V'yad kam loikama Rebbe Yosem, when does Rebbe say the Yosem had started to Machshavis? Elo d'loihode malaya miyois the Avoida. You did not finish the Avoida itself. Avrocha, but over here, the hode malaya miyois the Avoida. Here that you finished doing this Avoida itself, hokinami the posel. It could be also agrees that I call Purim its posel. And not to be kosher. The Rashi says, over there, you were not hode malaya l'shira achilo miyois the Avoida shechishav. The kevis echot. That you didn't have the machshava in the same achila, you didn't finish the achila. But over here, you had the machshava during this kitzah, burning the kemitzah, teeth from the shirayim. It was only a problem that you had the small amount of a shir, but maybe here it would be starved, even according to Rebbe. So this is rather like this. Elo, man, the yom, the pigle, the one that says here it's pigle, bivri akil, goes to Kriyal, it's going to everybody. And man, the yom, apostle is also the riakil. Oman the Yom HaKosh was also the Riyakob. The kids have not told the Machloikis, Reb Mei and Rabbanon and Rebbe. These Oman the Yom here, Reb Chizdo, and Reb Nuno, and Reb Sheshes, what they say according to everybody. And it's like this. Oman the Yom HaTigul, the one that says, V'yatakas Chav Tigul, the Riyakil. Why Kesova, Derech Achila Bekach, or Derech Achila Bekach. Even though you're only burning a small amount each time of the Kemitza, only a Shumshim of the Kemitza, so what? But the Maithi have ended off burning the whole thing, so now let's call the good Akhtara. And even though you only had a mind teeth, a small amount of it each time tomorrow, but so what? The Maithi have ended up, you had a mind teeth the whole thing tomorrow, that's called an Achila. Therefore, he holds like it's Chav Pigul according to everybody. Now, man, the Yom Apostle holds this only Apostle, the Riyak was called to everybody. Kesav he holds like this, the Derech Achila Bekach. Really, it is called the Derech Achila. That's the way you eat. So the Chura, why isn't the Chal Pigul then? Because just V'en Derech HaKtara B'Kach, it's not the way to be Makhtar it. It's of heaven like Mincha Shloi Huktara. It's Mamish like Yav Yamincha that didn't have a Mais HaKtara. That's not called an HaKtara, you can't burn less than a Kazayas at a time. So if it's not called HaKtara at all, that's why the Mincha is possible. Not because it's Chal Psul Pigul, or any type of Psul, but just the Mais, it's not called you made HaKtara of the Mincha, that's why it's possible. The man the Yom Kosher, one says no, it's kosher over here, I tell you, Divri Yakov goes according to everybody. Because Kesavri holds, Derech HaKtara Bekach, V'yein Derech HaKhila Bekach, Enech Nami, this is called the Derech HaKtara. But V'yein Derech HaKhila, it's not the way to eat it. So therefore, the gate to the Hilchos of the Minch itself, the Minch is kosher. because the Maisa, you made Haktor on the Mincha. You had a Machshava Spigel, but Emdech Achilo Bechak, because this is not the way you eat it. So it's not called Yad HaMachshava on Achilo, therefore it's not Chalap Sol Pigel, therefore it's Kasha completely. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Yeah, well.